With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Texas federal judge hits the pause button on a Biden-Harris immigration initiative that would make it much easier for non-citizens married to U.S. citizens to gain legal status.
The administrative stay issued by U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker comes just days after 16 states, led by Republican attorneys general, challenged a program that could benefit an estimated 500,000 immigrants in the country, plus about 50,000 of their children. The states accuse the administration of bypassing Congress for, quote, blatant political purposes. One of the states leading the challenge is Texas, which in the lawsuit claimed the state has had to pay tens of millions of dollars annually from health care to law enforcement because of immigrants living in the state without legal status. The court order, which lasts for 2 weeks but could be extended, comes 1 week after the Department of Homeland Security began accepting applications. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Special counsel Jack Smith wants another bite at the apple. He's asking an appeals court to reinstate the Trump classified documents case tossed out by a federal judge last month. Also at SRNNews.com, on the roads and in the air, it's expected to be a very busy holiday weekend for travel. AAA's Aixa Diaz says travel has surged this year even during non-holiday periods.
This summer has been record-breaking, but we've seen that airports have handled it earlier this summer with Memorial Day and July 4th. You obviously can't predict other factors like a computer meltdown or severe weather. So those are the types of things that, of course, can affect everything. And that's when you have a ripple effect of delays and cancellations.
America's Indo-Pacific commander says the U.S. military is open to the possibility of escorting Philippine ships in the disputed South China Sea, an operation that would risk placing U.S. Navy ships on a direct collision course with Chinese vessels. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are all lower. This is SRN News. A prominent Christian fights fire with fire.
A growing number of public libraries around the country are hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, during which men dressed as women read picture books to small children. But that means the libraries cannot bar the reading of Christian books to kids, and actor Kirk Cameron is doing just that. He held a story hour at a Virginia public library just outside Washington, D.C. this month, saying it's all part of an effort to spark spiritual revival in the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York judge says he will not force state election officials to tell voters that a proposed anti-discrimination amendment to the state's constitution would enshrine abortion. The decision from state Supreme Court Judge David Weinstein comes in a lawsuit over the language that voters will see on ballots, explaining what the Equal Rights Amendment would do if approved. Democrats had pushed the State Board of Elections to include the words abortion and LGBT, arguing that it would make it more clear as to the purpose of the amendment. This is SRN News. A hearing on whether to toss out charges against at least a dozen Republicans accused of plotting to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona.
18 Republicans were indicted by a grand jury in April on charges of forgery, fraud, and conspiracy. They're accused of trying to overturn the outcome of the 2020 presidential race in Arizona. Some of them submitted a document falsely claiming that former President Donald Trump won Arizona when Joe Biden had won the state by 10,457 votes. At least a dozen of the 18 indicted are asking that their cases be dismissed, citing an Arizona law that bars using baseless legal actions to try to silence critics. I'm Donna Water.
People in some parts of Massachusetts being warned to stay inside when mosquitoes are most active after a case of eastern equine encephalitis was discovered. More details at SRNNews.com.